business here.
Oh, I thought it was hers.
Thank you. Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to the Senate Committee on Workforce. Today is Wednesday, May 31st. And we're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2162A. And Deborah, if you could explain the bill, please.
HB 2162A requires state contracting agencies to provide in public improvement contracts above $5 million that contractors employ apprentices to perform 10% of work hours that workers in apprenticeable occupations. In 2022, increases employment requirement to 12% and contract price threshold of $3 million. Exempts Department of Transportation and emergency procurements. Requires the Bureau of Labor and Industries to establish and provide staffing for advisory committee that monitors implementation and compliance. Becomes operative January 1st, 2018. Takes effect 91st day following adjournment sine die. The House voted 53-3. The Dash 7 amendment broadens the scope of the apprenticeship requirements on public works contracts. It requires state contracting agencies to provide in public improvement contracts exceeding $5 million that contractors must demonstrate that they and any subcontractors of subcontracts over $1 million or 25% of contract price employ apprentices for 10% or more of the hours worked in apprenticeable occupations. For contracts exceeding $3 million, the percent of hours worked is modified to 12%. A fiscal impact statement has been issued and there is no revenue impact.
Okay, great. So why don't we have Mr. Dempsey and Mr. Rockowitz come up, please. Thank you.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee, Jack Dempsey on behalf of the Pacific Northwest Regional Council of Carpenters, here to support this concept and encourage you to pass the bill with the Dash A7 amendments, which we've spent a lot of time on. Nothing else to add.
Okay. Mr. Rockowitz.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee, John Rockowitz with AGC, and it's ditto for AGC. We're very pleased to have amendments that we can support and move this bill forward. I will add a bit of history. I think I first testified on an apprenticeship bill in 2009. We've been at this for a very long time. So I think we have a bunch of happy everybody in the construction family is happy here today, so we would urge you to move this amendment and this bill forward. Thank you very much.
Hey, any questions? Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
So then we'll have Mr. Frew, Mr. Trivett, come up, please.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee, good afternoon. Tim Frew, Oregon State Building Trades. I also would like to affirm the Dash 7 amendment to 2162A. And I would like to thank the chair for offering up a suggestion to reach out to the other side and see if we can come to terms, which we did. Thank you for that.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Ryan Trivett, here today on behalf of the National Electrical Contractors Association, also offering my support for the Dash 7s and wanting to thank the chair and all the members of the committee for taking input from all the stakeholders and wanting to sort of make sure that everybody felt like they had ownership or buy-in into the process. I think what we have is a much better product now than what we had initially that came over. So I just urge passage.
Any questions? Okay, thanks. Thank you. So Mr. Jensen and Mr. Krieg.
Thanks, Chair Taylor, members of the committee. John Jensen, IBEW Local 48. Thanks for having us here today and giving us the opportunity to testify in support of the Dash 7 amendments on 2162. As my first session, it's rewarding to be able to get involved as an issue that matters as much to us as apprenticeship does. It's the lifeblood of our industry. I checked with our apprenticeship today, and we currently have 650 apprentices. Should be over 700 soon. It's more apprentices than we've ever had. So we're excited to support this pathway to family wage jobs. And thank you very much for the time and attention you put into this committee. So thank you.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee, for the record, Brian Krieg representing the Plumbing and Mechanical Contractors Association and the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors Association today in support of the Dash 7. And frankly, I am very glad to be seeing that we're finally wrapping this up. I can outdo Mr. Rakowitz in that 2007 was the first time I worked on this. My hair, I actually had hair then. So I am happy to see this come to a conclusion. Please vote yes.
All right, thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you. All right, so I think that we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on House Bill 2162A and open a work session on House Bill 2162A. And Senator Canoke, have a motion, please.
Chair Taylor, I move to adopt the Dash 7 amendments dated 5/31/17.
Senator Canoke moves to adopt the Dash A7 amendment dated 5/31/17. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none. The Dash 7 amendment is adopted. So then we'll go ahead and ask for a motion for the bill, please.
Chair Taylor, I move House Bill 2162A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knopf moves House Bill 2162A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Any objection? Seeing none. Motion passes, and so as as for a carrier, Senator Knoll.
Sure, if you want me to.
Yep. That'd be great. Thank you very much. So we'll close the work session. The motion passes. Senator Knoll will carry the bill. Close the work session at House Bill 2162A. And then this is our last bill. We are not going to be hearing House Bill 2567A. That was removed from the agenda, so we're not going to be doing that one. And after this, we'll be right now, I don't have anything on the calendar for informational sessions unless people want to make some sort of request, which I think was already asked of all of you before. But if there's something you want to have done between now and the end of the session, we could certainly probably do that. And then also, we'll be reaching out to all of your offices to talk about the interim between now and February. And also, we'll be organizing some sort of time when we're all done to get together. And we have to be giving big thank yous to Deborah as well for all of her hard work. So anything else for the good of the order? All right. So I'll go ahead and close our last meeting of the session for the Senate Committee on Workforce. Okay.
Thank you.